Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from the Melbourne Cricket Ground. In their opening match of the 2015 ODI World Cup, Australia defeated England by 111 runs in their Pool A game on Saturday. England won the toss and elected to bowl first, but this move backfired on them as Australia scored 342 for 9 in their allotted 50 overs, thanks to Aaron Finch's 135 runs. George Bailey also scored 55 runs, while Glenn Maxwell contributed 66 runs, as Australia put up an imposing total. This was after David Warner, Shane Watson and Steve Smith were dismissed cheaply, and Australia was struggling at 70 for 3 at one time. But George Bailey and Aaron Finch put on 146 runs for the fourth wicket and pulled Australia out of trouble. Thanks to their partnership, Australia had a platform set for Glenn Maxwell when he came to bat in the 37th over. He scored 66 runs off only 40 balls with 11 fours as Australia scored 105 runs in the last 10 overs. It did not matter much that Steve Finch took a hat-trick, the first of this World Cup, of the last three balls of the Australian innings, and could not prevent Australia from passing the 300-run score. Aaron Finch's 100 was also the first century that has been scored in this World Cup. England's hope of chasing down an imposing total relied on their opening batsmen Moeen Ali and Ian Bell, but they could only put on 25 runs for the first wicket, and thereafter the English innings collapsed in front of Mitchell Marsh as he took 5 wickets for 33 runs and reduced England to 92 for 6 in the 22nd over. Mitchell Starc took 2 for 47 and Mitchell Johnson took 2 for 36 as they completely ruined the day for England. James Taylor played the lone hand as he scored 98 not out, but surprisingly he came to bat in at number 6 despite his good form in the previously played tri-series against Australia and India. Perhaps this move was made keeping in mind Gary Balance, who returned to the side after an injury and straight away slotted in at number 3. Having said that, the move did not work and England were bowled out for 231 in the 42nd over. With this win, Australia have proved their credentials as favourites on a day when New Zealand also made strong their case with a thumping win against Sri Lanka in Christchurch.